Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, you know, cheating's always been frowned upon and really deemed unforgivable, but it's really still happening. Infidelity at an alarming rate. And so what we want to know is it becoming a social norm? Who's doing it and what can we do about it? My guest is certified dating coach, author, and radio show host, Tara Richter. Welcome to the show, Tara. Tell us a little bit about cheating. First of all, it's not just men, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, men and women both cheat, unfortunately. And, you know, I don't think that it's becoming a social norm. I think that people are talking about it more and they're being more open about it than, like, you know, in the past where, like, it was a deep, dark secret and you just never spoke about it at all. But I think, you know, people are talking about it more, but I definitely don't think it's a norm. I don't think it'll ever be socially acceptable to go out there and cheat on your wife and husband. I know my husband cheated on me, and I filed for divorce papers right away. I wasn't going to stand and put up for that.
Well, and I think that that's, you know, that's something that couples do need to discuss right at the outset, whether they're, you know, hey, if you ever cheat on me, that's it. We're done. There is no forgiving, counseling, all of that kind of thing. And I think that's an understanding my husband and I have for sure. He let me know right off the bat.
Yeah, well, I let my husband know, too, but he thought it wasn't considered cheating unless he got caught. So we had a different understanding about what cheating was. And, you know, I think the thing that people really need to be honest with themselves and, you know, what kind of relationship they want. Like, for my ex-husband, for example, he's just not a monogamous kind of person. And there's really nothing wrong with that, but then you need to be honest with yourself and you need to be honest with your partner. Because there's a lot of different alternative lifestyles out there that people could do who can't be faithful. You could be polyamorous. You could be in the swinging lifestyle. You could have an open relationship. And I really don't think there's anything wrong with any of those relationships as long as you're honest with yourself and you're honest with your partner.
So what do you think is the root cause of cheating?
Well,
is there a root cause?
There's a lot of different causes behind it. It's because you're unhappy. I mean, if you're unhappy in the relationship and the way things that are going, a lot of people tend to go towards cheating, you know, because they don't want to get a divorce. Maybe they have children, and so they don't want to upheaval, you know, that whole family lifestyle and everything. And so since they're unhappy, they instead go to cheat to get themselves satisfied instead of sitting down, talking with their partner, you know, trying to figure out, like, why are they having problems? Why are they unhappy? You know, maybe their sex life isn't like what it used to be. And then sometimes, you know, like I said, there are alternatives. I know some swinger couples who, you know, one of the partners had a very bad disease, and so it killed their sex drive. Well, then the other partner's just supposed to sit there and not have sex, you know, for 5 years. And sometimes, you know, if you're open and honest and communicate, then maybe, you know, for a short period of time, you can have an open relationship so that your partner's happy. You're happy, you know, and it's all about honest communication.
So really, if you're struggling in your relationship, your best advice is to kind of discuss it, because I would think that when you say people are unhappy, mostly it would be about the sexual satisfaction factor. I mean, if you're arguing about money or you're arguing about the kids, that's not necessarily something that's going to send you into the arms of another. But if you feel that you are not getting the emotional support, the love, the, you know, sexual needs met, then that's when you might go looking for something else.
It could be. And it could just be like sometimes with couples, they just feel like they're not being understood. You know, like with my ex, he didn't make me feel desirable anymore. And so for me, you know, as a woman, you have to have all the little clicks in place before you feel sexual. You know, I want to feel appreciated. I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel like I'm understood. And when he wasn't doing all those things, then it killed it for me. You know, I just can't just go jump in the bed. I have to, there's women, we have to have all different kinds of emotional, mental stuff as well, you know, to feel sexy and the desire to want to have sex with a partner.
So what would you do if that's the case? If you're not being made to feel desirable, if you're not, I mean, has it always just come down to counseling to discuss these things?
Well, definitely open communication is a huge part, because if you can't communicate why you're feeling this way, then they don't understand what's going on, and then they can't, you know, try to help and change and work together. And when there's no communication, that's when relationships completely fall apart. You know, I tried to communicate with my ex-husband when we were having problems, but he didn't want to talk about it. He is just a closed person who doesn't discuss anything, and it ultimately just tore our relationship apart.
So then what about if you do discuss everything, but maybe that sexual passion part is just not there, you know? You've been busy, and it's been a long marriage, whatever it is, and then people, so you want to go out and look. How do you maybe bring that up and say, well, you know, our sex life isn't great, and I'm not that attracted, but I don't want to separate.
Well, you know, there are sexual counselors. I know a few counselors that just specialize in the sexual area. So I would advise going to talk to one of them, you know, to kind of help maybe ask the questions that the two of you aren't really thinking about. And, you know, if it's still not working, then maybe explore one of those alternative options. You know, there's a lot of people in this day and age that are exploring, you know, the open relationships, the polyamorous, the swinging lifestyle. And I'm not saying that's for everyone, but, you know, maybe those are some options you could explore, and you can do it together. I actually know a couple that teaches classes here in Florida, and it's called Swingers 101. And it's something that you can go to as a couple, listen, get some education, and decide, is this something that we want to try or not? You know, obviously you have to make the decision together when you're in a relationship.
Do you think that that works? I mean, you know, people that run these classes, and probably people now that go to the classes and decide yes. Do you think it really ever works, or is there one partner just always a little bit more jealous than the other?
You know, I don't know personally. It's not the lifestyle for me. I'm too jealous. I wouldn't be able to handle it. I wouldn't want to be put in that situation. But I know a lot of couples that they say, you know, it's made their life even better and they're closer because of it. So, you know, it's not for everyone. But, you know, if it is, you can try it out. And if it doesn't work, you know, but like once again, you have to be honest with yourself. You know, the one partner wants to do it and you don't, then, you know, be honest and tell them, hey, you know, this just isn't what I want. I want to be with one person and I don't want them to be with anyone else. Then, you know, maybe the relationship isn't going to work out if they really want to experiment with these other things. And then maybe, you know, breaking up is the only option. And then you can find someone that has the same ideals of what a relationship is as you do.
And what about the getting caught factor, Tara? Because, I mean, some people kind of almost do it just for the excitement of doing something like that behind somebody's back.
Yeah, and those people are messed up in the head because why would you want to, you know, do something else, like train for a marathon, you know, do something healthy or jump out of an airplane, go skydiving that gives you that adrenaline rush. Don't cheat on your spouse for that adrenaline rush. You know, do it in a healthy way, because no matter, you know, it's like if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound if no one's there? I mean, so cheating isn't cheating if you don't get caught. It's still cheating. And you're completely disrespecting your partner when you're doing something like that.
And in the last 30 seconds or so, Tara, sum up the cheating and really what it is out there, and is just a little fooling around. And we didn't even get to the fact of, like, you know, Facebooking your ex-boyfriends and that sort of thing. Really, what is cheating? What's it come to now?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, the definition of cheating is whether you're having an emotional affair with someone, because then you're emotionally connecting with someone that isn't your spouse or a partner, you know, and then, of course, the physical, you know, part is cheating as well. You know, if you don't feel emotionally connected with your partner anymore and you have to emotionally connect with someone else, that's still a form of cheating. You need to have that bond with the person that you're spending your life with.
And her book is called The 10 Rules to Survive the Dating Jungle, thedatingjunglebook.com. That's where you can get that and find out more about Tara Richter and whether or not cheating is in your lifestyle. It's something that you need to think about, discuss with your partner if you're having feelings that you're just not quite sure about. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD, and of course, stay well.